A beautiful day to you. My name is Sol Okwuededuke Hasha. I titled this one, Who Should I Marry? Oftentimes questions have been going on, who should I marry? I can't marry this kind of person, I can marry that kind of person. Or sometimes people ask, who is the right person? Or when is the right time? I'm not going to when is the right time, but who should I marry? Who means used to question a person's character or authority. So in the process of looking at who should you marry, you have to identify the character and the authority. And for you to be able to know, okay, this character is not going to fit me in the journey I'm going through, you have to determine your value system. Do you have a value system? Value. To think that someone or something is important or useful. There are some things that are so valued to you that is not valuable to another person. There are some things that are your deal breaker that are not deal breakers to another person. So you cannot judge the person you're going to marry based on your friend's preference, based on your parents' preference or your cousin's preference. Fine, you need people in your life as mentors, as guidance that will help you to earnest, to assess this kind of person, that will help you to do background checks, to be able to know, okay, this person you are dealing with is for the long haul. And also, what is your purpose? The aim or intention of something, the aim or goal of a person, what a person is trying to do. As you are, that means for you to be thinking of marriage, you're already matured, so to say. What is your purpose on earth? What are the things you want to achieve? What is your long-term plan? What's your short-term plan? When you can itemize this, it will be easy for you to know people that fit into. Because as someone that is looking for who to marry, even as a guy or as a lady, sometimes, yes, the lady is waiting for the guy to come and ask her out. But the lady has the authority to say yes or no. So it's the guy and the lady, they are both choosing, not just one person that has the authority over the choice of marriage. So if you already know your purpose, you already know what you want, you already know your value system, it will be easy for you because based on that, you'll be able to choose your friends because you're supposed to actually marry your best friend. At least your spouse should be your best friend. So if you can do that to checkmate the kind of friends you roll with, it will be easy for you to marry from your friend. Now, where's the question? So do you really know your purpose? For instance, a fleet of jets can only hang around together in the hangar. But a fleet of tricycle, they cannot get to the airport. So you roll with your kind of people. If you're an ego kind of person, you cannot marry, a goat kind of person, so to say. Now, you need to search your own habits. What are the habits that you cannot cope in another person? Because you are not going to marry a perfect person. You are not perfect. But if you are supposed to be like a product on the shelf, and your husband or your wife is come and pick you, can you pick yourself on the shelf? So you need to mirror yourself. Look at yourself. Am I the kind of person I want to marry? Is my kind of person even exist? Because no perfect person exists. Another thing I would like you to know is don't go into marital decision. Don't go into marriage relationship in the aim of changing someone. Nobody has the capacity to change anybody. Even you look at yourself personally, there are some things you've wanted to change in your life that you're still struggling with. How much more another person from different background with another mindset? So if something you are seeing in the person's life, you wish the person can change in the next 2-3 years, then don't go. That means the person is not your deal breaker. So what are things you are going to do now? Check your value system, know your purpose, know the person that can join you in your journey, that can support your vision, that can understand where you're going. Do you understand? So the who is the one you're looking after. It's not what is, okay, the person's position, the person's title, the person's bank account, the person's cars and all that. But the who is one you're going to deal with in marriage. That talks about the character, the personality, the value, and the belief system. So let the who determine your decision, not the what. I hope this has been helpful. Watch out for Who Should I Marry Part 2. My name is Olokpade Tokeyasha. Bye.